From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's Chamber of Commerce signals its willingness to help tackle violent crime there. CARICOM government's depending on a regional anti-narcotics action plan to stem the drug trafficking tide. And Guyana's Chetty Jagan remains critically ill in a Washington hospital. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica's Chamber of Commerce says it has serious problems with the crime situation on the island and intends contributing to the efforts to reduce violence. Jamaica has this week been held up at an international conference on urban violence and economic development as having a highly unacceptable murder rate. According to a World Bank report, the island has the second highest murder rate in Latin America and the Caribbean. Its 70 homicides for every 100,000 people is topped only by Colombia. Jamaica's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Donald Lane agrees there are various factors fueling violent crimes in his country, but he told Caribbean Report that the tribalism system linked to political parties continues to be a major stumbling block.
And in fact, we launched a campaign against political violence, but so many people said we were not looking at the other forms of violence and didn't give us the kind of support that we want. But it all surrounds scarce benefits. On an average, a party in power is in for 10 years. So within that 10 years, its supporters are, for want of a better word, in a feast. And those in opposition are out of it. However, it turns out that the amounts being given to those in power is inadequate. So they have to look at other sources of income in order to survive.